Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, you're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Ms. V. I'll be chopping it up in a little bit with my my guest. I'll be joined by the versatile DJ Bassassin. I actually like that name, Bassassin. All right. Anyways, I appreciate y'all tuning into the show. You can catch me live every Thursday, as well as listen to all past shows via on-demand playback on bwdradio.com. All upcoming interviews are also posted up on our main page, generally a week prior to our scheduled live show. So just make sure you keep an eye on bwdradio.com so you can see what's going on, as well as our social media timelines. You're usually popping. But anyways, you can check out our live and on-demand shows. They're an extension of BWD Radio, 24/7 nonstop music variety station. Definitely no commercials. We don't do commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today and tomorrow, maybe even yesterday too. Do you have a favorite indie artist? You know, I know you do. Be sure to submit those song requests, all right? Show support for them and, you know, support us supporting the hottest indie artists of today. Give us a follow on Facebook, BWD Radio, and on Twitter at BWD Radio _. BWD Radio is all about that diversity, unity in the indie artists of today. We consider support and play all genres of music. Global. That's right, globally. All right. Take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading our mobile app. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. You know the drill. You can also listen in live via our player right there on our main page at bwdradio.com. Or even if you prefer to use the TuneIn app, which I believe there's quite a big percentage that likes to use the TuneIn app, just do a search for BWD Radio and put a space in between BWD and Radio. And you can listen in live there as well. And you already know what I'm going to do. You already know. You already know. you know, Ms. V, you know I had to get the mood going, get that dance in there. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in my guest, DJ B. Sasson. I like that.
Hey,
you know, what's good? I'm glad that I'm actually getting to chop it up with you. Shoot, I think we've been jamming was it Metronica?
Mechatronica, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we've been jamming that out, and I'll tell you what, you know, that's definitely a party track, a head track is
thank
what
you.
I would call it.
Yeah.
I do.
I see you guys tweet that out every time you play it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know, we do our best. It's just what makes it hard is, you know, the tracks play more often because you know how Twitter won't let, you know, anything repeat for like about 4 to 6 hours. So, you know, it definitely plays more often.
Oh, wow. And it already plays, I already see it play pretty often daily, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Close to daily.
It's because we have no commercials. It's just a jam through the playlist. So,
awesome.
But anyways, I do like it. I do like it. It's definitely a vibing track. But anyways, I definitely am just so glad to chop it up with you. But anyways, I do have your latest, which is the Metronica. I have that ready. So we'll jam that out for the listeners after the interview. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on in. That's dangerous. So anyways, there is no doubt that you've made a notable impression as being a versatile EDM, or for those that do not know, electronic dance music DJ. Let's go ahead and begin with where were you born and raised, as well as where do you hail now?
Right now, I was born in San Diego, California, and right now I'm currently living in Hollywood, California.
Ooh, Hollywood. Dang, that's got to be sweet. I don't know. I haven't been to Cali. That would be a good visit, I think. That would be good.
Yep. Yeah, it's a.
I hear it's a whole new lifestyle.
It's probably about 75, 78 degrees right now, and it's 6 o'clock at night over here. Sun's still out.
Wow. And then with the daylight savings time, it's like the time's been like flying by. I'm like, oh my God, it's already that time? I'm like, wow. That'll go away, though, after a little bit. That'll go away, but...
Go that way, too.
Yeah, right? Reverb Nation has titled you as LA's, or Los Angeles, so I don't want anyone to confuse it, but LA's number one dubstep DJ. Now, you already know I have to do one of these. I have to do it. I'm a trip. Anyways, so what music genres do you specialize in?
Well, dubstep, of course, and then
of course
also a trap, EDM, hip hop, drum and bass, a lot of party fun rave music.
Keep
the party alive.
That's what I was feeling. I was feeling some rave. I was definitely feeling some mix in that. So now I guess you have quite a few, but who are some of your musical influences?
Well, for my dubstep, you know, my biggest influences are, of course, Skrillex, Datsik, and Excision, all real aggressive dubstep artists and DJs.
Wow, okay. And you transitioned from playing in a garage band to a solo artist as a DJ. Now, what or when exactly was it that jump-started your music career prior to playing in the garage band, as well as what influenced your decision to go solo?
Well, I went solo because the guys I was playing with, they got tired of playing of the dive bars around San Diego. I was still having fun, but they were looking for something more, I'm not sure what happened. I think they're all in other bands now, and I'm pretty sure they're still playing dive bars and desert festivals. But my true passion came from DJing. I've always liked being in charge of playing the music, even in other people's cars. I was always the one to take control of the radio. And so now...
what a dumb, huh?
Exactly. So now that I can make my own music and not have anyone else's input or not have someone else to say, oh, that, I don't think you should do that. I say, I'm going to do this. I think this sounds good. And I just, being a DJ is just so much fun to me.
Now, how long have you been? How long have you been DJing for?
It's about 6 years now. Been DJing, producing, and in the EDM scene, I've been that for 8 years altogether.
Wow! And that trap is, and that dubstep. I mean, that's been popular for a good minute now. Yeah, that's been a great thing.
Yeah, it's really grown in popularity, and from what it was to now, it's on TV commercials. It's in the Super Bowl. Like, it's in movies. Like, so it's a real trip to see how far EDM has come along.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I have to admit, when it first came out, I really did not pay much attention to it. And then as time, evolved, I was just seeing more and more of it. And then it was getting from EDM, then it was getting from trap. It actually started with the dubstep, and I'm like, wow, what is going on? I was like, then I started to take notice, So it is amazing how it's grown, definitely.
Yeah, just like in the genre, how the as time goes on, the genre, any genre becomes more complex, more sophisticated, more highly produced. Starting off with a Daft Punk or acid house, garage Chicago house, then to Moby, and then it was kind of quiet. Then it went to Deadmau5, now Skrillex, and now Diplo, and now all these DJs are blowing up.
It's crazy. It really is. And but that's good though, because it's definitely good. It keeps the DJs busy. Busier than just doing straight hip hop and rap. So that's definitely a good side of the industry to be in. So what do you feel has been your greatest achievement, or just that moment that sticks in your forefront, thus far for you as a solo artist?
Well, South by Southwest is coming up. This will be my second year performing there. So I think that the first time I played South by Southwest in 2012, was a real big highlight for me. When I got that gig, I was just like, wow, this is a real big accomplishment for an indie artist in any genre. This is what people cling to. This is what they will kind of claw their way to get to go to South by Southwest. Now for this year, I actually have two dates, two separate concerts I'll be playing at.
All right. You want to share now, or you want to? Well, we'll get into that towards the end when you can let us know what you got going on. So where can we go? In fact, where can we go and get your latest music?
You guys can hear me on SoundCloud, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. Anywhere that anywhere you're going to hear music, you're hearing me. And my name is Bassassin, Bassassin. Just in case you guys don't know how to spell it. I know it's a complicated name.
Yeah. I was even like, how's it pronounced? It's like bass or bass. I'm like, I know
right.
The ass is in there. I know the ass is in there.
I hear
cool.
A lot of
different
pronunciations of my name. It's cool. Yeah, one of my friends came up with the name. I sat everyone down and said, okay, guys, I need a name for my new project. And I was like, give it to me. And I said, I want bass in the name somehow. And just a combination of names, bass and assassin, eventually got put together and just made it one word, Bassassin. And that just stuck ever since.
It is so cool. It's definitely different and unique, which is a good choice, especially for, you know, your genres that you fuse and all that good stuff. So that's good. Now, yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and get into, you know, do you have live events you started to get into, music videos, an LP dropping or other project happenings? It could be previously, because I believe you dropped an LP previous, and then you either may have dropped it in between the time we started jamming it out, or you still have it coming up, the new LP. Go ahead, just take this time and discuss what you got going on and what's coming up.
What happened? So these came out last year, and that's with the one with Mechatronica. And I'm wrapping up my second EP to be released this year, probably around the fall. And that one's going to have my new single, I Am Dracula, on there. And that's real popular on SoundCloud right now. And, of course,
wow.
I have my South by Southwest dates. And this Sunday, I will be performing a charity event for Lupus LA. We'll be helping raise money for lupus research.
Wow, that's outstanding. Yeah, lupus a lot. I didn't even know what lupus is until one day I was at work and one of the ladies had told me that she had that. And I've heard of it before, but I never really understood how serious it really is. If you have it, you know, there's different stages, I guess. You can have a higher stage of it or just the beginning stages so you can get it under control. But that's outstanding that you're doing charity for that, because a lot of people, they need awareness of that. The awareness is not very big on that topic.
No, yeah, it's strange. I know that a lot of other diseases have awareness, but I want to raise awareness for lupus. You know, my best friend's wife is currently affected by it. And actually, one of my favorite artists, his mother passed away last year because of this. And so I like to just raise awareness for lupus. I'll also be running a 5K on Saturday, the day before my concert. I'll be running a 5K at Dodger Stadium for lupus to raise money again for it.
LA. Wow. In fact, take a minute for, you know, the listeners that don't really know what it is. Can you just give us a quick, you know, a quick meaning of the word, what it stands for?
What, lupus? You mean lupus? Like, what does it stand for?
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just, because a lot of, you know, I just want to make sure we raise awareness of it. You know, because this interview obviously will be on iTunes and everything. So since we brought it up, if you could just do a quick, what it is, what health-wise, what is it?
It affects the person internally. It's a chronic disease, and it also affects reproductive organs as well as their mind. So it just pretty much takes over their whole body and spirit.
Wow.
And there's no cure for it. They can treat it, but it just never leaves. It never goes away.
Wow.
It's unfortunate for my friend's wife. You know, they're trying to have kids right now and just hasn't been successful for a few years now, actually.
Yeah, that is just heart-wrenching. So I commend you for that, because just raise awareness in itself. You know, we're always focused on cancer, and there's like other deadly things that are out there that people don't really realize. And we're so focused just on one, you know, or different bodies of underneath, you know, one illness, you know, and I think that's outstanding. Great.
Thank you so much.
I'm getting to applaud for you major today. It's funny. Well, it's definitely, it's been wonderful chopping it up with you. But before you leave out, go ahead and you know, take the mic and take this moment to any shout outs, your contact information, like, you know, your SoundCloud and social medias, who they would contact for booking features. collabs or just anything that you want to share that we may not have covered in our interview?
Yes. Well, my website is djbassassin.com. As long as all my social media, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all at djbassassin, B-A-S-S-A-S-S-I-N. For collaborations, bookings, my email address is booking@djbassassin. I want to say thank you to my PR firm, Mayhem Entertainment PR, for helping me get this interview on here. And if you're looking to donate for lupus, my address for that is crowdrise.com/2015lupusla/fundraiser/DJBassassin.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I see your PR out there doing their thing. I actually followed them. I actually followed them today because I'm like, they're definitely grinding for you. So I think that's outstanding.
Oh,
I think it's great that they're. Yeah, I see they're definitely working with you. So that's great. All right. Well, it was a pleasure chopping it up with you. Before you leave out, you can hang up at any point. But before you leave out, you want to go ahead and go ahead and take us into this track?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Before you leave out, can you go ahead and take us into the track? You know, give a shout out. This is DJ Bassassin and
sure.
Take us into the track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. This is DJ Bassassin here on BWD Radio, and this is my famous track, Mechatronica.
That's what's up. Wow, that's just some crazy scratching going on there at Fusion. That's just crazy. I could see myself after a few cocktails. Woo! Yep, my head would be out there. But that's DJ Bassassin. Actually, Bass, excuse me. DJ Bassassin. I got to slow it down and stick the ass in the end. That is just too cool. It's a cool name. But be sure to follow his movement, see what he's got going on. He's been doing this thing for a good minute. It was good chopping it up with him. So be sure. I mean, he has some more mixes coming out. So be sure that you stay tuned to what he's got going on. Follow his movement. All right. Actually, before I bounce on out of here, just a little quick 411 for you is, in fact, also DJ Bassassin, actually Bass. I'll get that down eventually. Bassassin. He was also featured in BWD Magazine. I believe it was February's issue. So make sure you check that out as well at bwdmagazine.com. You can catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station, bwdradio.com, Twitter, BWD_Radio, and Facebook, BWD Radio. You can also check out all the testimonials on Facebook as well as on our main site. It's outstanding stuff. We've been doing this for well over a decade. So we've been doing our thing in the promotion for a good minute, way before Twitter was found. We're talking back in the MySpace days. Wow, I just had a flashback, MySpace days. But anyways, so be sure to follow us. It definitely would be appreciated. You know, just let us know you're respecting what we're doing for the indie artists of today. You know, just click on that like button. It's only a click. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. Download our mobile app. Grab it on iTunes, Google Play, or the direct links. Or it could be right on our social media timelines or directly from our main page at bwdradio.com. Be sure to check out BWD Magazines. It's a variety magazine, just like Variety Radio that we have going on. BWD Radio sponsors is the monthly sponsor for the magazine. But it's a variety. It's music, news, entertainment, tips, models, lifestyle, health tips. You know, depends if there's a holiday that month. There's probably some cool tips going on there. So there's always something cool in there, I'm sure, to read. Something for everybody. But it's always a free read. It releases every month. It's a monthly magazine. It comes out digital as well as print. So be sure to visit bwdmagazine.com and also on Twitter and Facebook, BWD Magazine. And they come out on the 5th of every month. In fact, March's is out, so be sure to check that out. It's BWD Magazine's third year anniversary issue, so be sure to check that out, all right? And but as always, it's been a pleasure. You'd be sure to tune in next week, the same BWD day, same BWD time, same BWD station. All right. I'm going to leave you out. I'm going to leave you with my boy, Ryan Scheme, Business Over Pleasure. And I believe he has a new track coming out in April, and I'm not going to give any of that stuff away. But, you know, keep following his movement. He's been grinding. He's got his business side together and his music side. So be sure to follow his movement as well. And Miss V, 2 and 2, she out. Peace out.
Yeah. Young Noble Outlaw. Rhyme Scheme. Yeah, get money, motherfucker, fame. Keep your third eye open, young, and watch the game. All my verses like crack, lyrical cocaine. You're now rocking with the best, best. Noble and Cobain's in the row, what a movement. Outlaw gang, this is more than just music. It numbs the pain. Say my flow is like heroin. Shoot it in your veins, just a runaway slave trying to break the chain. Rappers sell they soul for a car and a chain. All I got is my word, my balls and my name. And this fire in my heart causes me to spit flame. Run prone now, man, I don't play no game. Niggas want change, but nobody wanna change. From the cradle to the grave, trapped in the maze. Feeling like it's us against age.
everybody. God on my side, tell me who can stop me.
Cheap money over, did I be getting to it? With the units in the kitchen, how I can
do it?
I stay getting to the cheddar.
This
business before pleasant. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Rucks giving out wedding. It's business before pleasure.
Inventing in the business like a marketing plan. 100 G's in advance just for taking a chance. Out in California, feeling life's pocket is prime. 7 years on the grind, just serving these rhymes. A young outlaw, banned from the industry. Your industry, the game must be a mind. Cause I know y'all think you're killing me with all of that bullshit. Feeling like a preacher at the pulpit. These lyrics I'ma pull quick out the chamber. Ready for action when it's danger. But I'm about my business, so this pen is to this paper. Gotta bring it back. Slanging these verses like crack. Rhyme scheme is hip hop. The return of the boom bap. We got business transactions like a stock exchange. All eyes on me when I'm out in the rain. Flow like surgery, how I'm bringing the pain. And in this rap game, they remember my name. Rhyme scheme.
Money over, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I drink it, do it.
Do it.
I stay getting to the cheddar. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Giving out wedding. It's business before pleasure.
And over ready to bomb first. And Yuck still got five on it. And if it's beefing, I'ma ride on it. But I'm about my business, so I keep it to myself. Keep my eyes on the green, cause it's all about the wealth. Stacking paper like confetti. If you broke, you ain't ready. But I ain't trying to make it rain like somebody broke a levee. I'm all about these rhymes, concepts that be heavy. Rhyme schemes and metaphors. I have your girl up in the telly. But never that. Pleasure will get you sidetracked. Especially when you want a mission for them greenbacks. I done seen it all, the rise and fall, hearts and men turn. All about the screen paper, cause it's money to burn. Never learn from the shit that they see, it's all a dream. Either this rap shoot, or they serving them fiends. Whatever your hustle is, baby, stack that cheddar. But what it's all for, is it business or pleasure?
Money over, does I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, hide. I stay getting to the cheddar. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Giving out wedding. Business before pleasure.
Rhyme scheming young noble. Getting to it. Rhyme scheming young noble. Do it.
Getting to it.